Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Just peachy, you?
So good. So fucking good. This is going to be quite the adventure today, yeah. And I'm pretty excited for it. Mm-hmm. We're going to see how well we are at sharing. This will be the most sharing we've ever had to do.
All right. Welcome, listeners. Every time I say that, I feel like, what's this SNL? It's like, welcome. With the two
sweaty balls.
Those people. Okay, well, we have a guest today. We're very excited about our guest today. Before we get too far into that, we are trying a mocktail. We've remembered to try mocktails. So we are excited to have Brittany Kramer here.
Hi. Welcome.
Yes. Oh, you sound so good.
Okay, good.
You sound way better than us. We are happy to have Brittany here. She is... Well, I'm going to let her introduce herself, but we connected not that long ago. Well, we've got kiddos the same age, so lots of common crossing of paths, mm-hmm. But this is a bigger path that we've crossed together. So would you like to introduce yourself, Brittany?
Yes, I would love that. My name is Brittany. In my spare time, I have... 3 kids plus an extra one this year from Italy. And I do have 3 breweries and a bar. I am also 2 weeks shy of my 1 year journey of alcohol free, which is ironic with my industry. So, led me to Katie to reconnect with her when I started my journey. And here I am.
And we are so happy to have you. And congratulations, almost 2 weeks away. And 1 year is just kind of a big deal, right?
It feels like
I don't know, like the closer I got to a year, the less it like became important, but also like it is a big milestone. Yeah. It's like a whole year of holidays and birthdays and weddings. And like you kind of go through everything at least once.
You have your first. Yeah. And first out of the way.
Everything. Yeah. So, anyway, we're really happy to have you.
Well, thanks.
We can't wait to hear your story and hear all about you. But until then, we will be trying a mocktail that Bridget made up today.
I'm pretty excited about this one, and I hope it doesn't suck. But
it doesn't.
Good.
Good.
So this is like the 1 week of summer that we get in April in Wisconsin. So everybody is super jazzed about the weather. And so I did a take on a non-alcoholic margarita. So the base spirit is non-alcoholic tequila by Liars, which is a Blanco, which is so versatile. And then we used a mango puree, some triple sec, non-alcoholic, and lime juice, and came up with a mango margarita. And these have a rim job today, which is from the Deliciouser. Which is a Zocalo. Has a little bit of a kick. They use it in a lot of their taco dishes, so it works well with a margarita. So let me know what you guys think.
It is mango-licious.
Mango-licious. It's really good. I'm already halfway done with mine. I didn't know we were supposed to wait. That sounds right. Yeah, it's really good, Bridge. Good job. The rim job does make a difference.
So many things.
The Liars you can get. We have a little coupon, I think, on our website, right?
Yeah, I think you get free shipping with Liars.
Do you have Liars? Do you guys order
that?
We
do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
If we can get everybody to get Liars tequila, that is a really good tequila. And the mango puree you can get anywhere. You can. I know for sure. It's delicious. Good job, Bridget.
Yeah, this one's fun. I like the Liar's Tequila because it can be used in so many of these drinks, and it's so easy to have an actual margarita for folks just by having a bottle of non-alcoholic tequila. Liar's is not super accessible locally. I think there's only like one store that you can buy it at in like the Madison area, but you can get it online. I think we have a coupon code if you go to our Blue Light special.
Yeah,
but it comes from across the pond, as so many of our non-alcoholic spirits do. It's more fun in Europe than it is over here. But this is to not drink. It's more fun to not drink over there. Yeah. But this one, I really like the idea that we can just make margaritas on the fly. And we're so thankful for the Deliciouser because they literally upgrade all of our cocktails and mocktails with it.
So good. Okay. Without further ado,
Brittany, we would love to hear about your story, where you're at. I sent you kind of a list of questions.
Yeah.
You decide what you want to answer. We can always edit out whatever you are like, oh, no, no, thanks. We're not going to do that.
Sure.
But what we would love to hear is like how you got here, how you decided to quit. If there was, we don't need to get personal about like if there was an actual moment or anything, but you share what you are comfortable with.
Absolutely.
But we get a lot of questions about like, the biggest fears people have. And one of my biggest fears was like, I was going to lose all my friends, right? Some of that did come to fruition. And I've been real honest about that. Like my friendships just changed for the better. Some of them, and some of them just, you know, like as we get older, just
disintegrate or
fizzle or just evolve. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we would love to hear your story, and then we can get into some of the aha moments and things that have been great for you.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess to start, it's Wisconsin. I don't know. It's such a silly thing. And, you know, drinking is our normal. And that I'm not saying that's a bad thing by any stretch. And, you know, at the age 23, I opened a bar downtown Madison. I really had no business being a boss at that moment in time at age 23. So not a lot of boundaries, you know, just kind of lived life and had a bar and then had two kiddos. And so it definitely shifted for a long while, and then started another brewery and God damn, our brewmaster, Scott, who's my business partner, makes some fabulous beers. So just really kind of dove into enjoying beer, and then that went to wine. And it's very social. It's a very social business. And I also feel Wisconsin activities, you know, everything in the summer from corn festivals to demo derbies to, you know, all the fairs, just really focuses around beer, alcohol. Again, you know, not a big thing to everybody, but maybe to me it was. I just found myself kind of going down a path that didn't feel good.
A long time ago or more recently, do you feel like?
I think more recently. And maybe I just saw it different. I think it took a little bit for me too, for as my kiddos are getting older, you know, having them notice things and bringing it to my attention. That's very raw.
Yeah. We just literally had this conversation. I saw something on, you know, some meme or something that said, it doesn't matter what age you are, you never want to see your parents drunk.
Yeah.
And I was like, that really hit me because our kids are the same age.
Yeah.
You know, you've got one older, one younger, but that was really hard for me because that was true for me as a young person, but also like even now that's difficult.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to think that I'm that person.
Yeah.
So that was hard for me for sure as a parent.
Yeah, it is. And I think, I don't know. I don't know if that, you know, brought me to think about, you know, being a role model in being just a solid person in their life and my life. And so, you know, it kind of makes you like look at things overall. Mm-hmm. So
did you have a day that you just said, like, did you just wake up one morning or did you think about it for a while before you decided?
No, I woke up one morning after I had fell and broke my nose in front of my kids. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and saw myself in the mirror, and my little one, who's 8, was crying because he was afraid that something was wrong with me. And that is, you know, you have those, like, I look in the mirror and don't recognize myself. That was like, oh shit, I look in the mirror and don't recognize myself. Like, what in the actual
fuck?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they say you hit a point, whether you get your low point or you're at that. And that was just it for me. It was just a very clear cut, rip the bandaid off, never touch it again. I never went to a meeting. I never saw a therapist. I never anything. I just ripped the bandaid off and said, alcohol does not belong in my life.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Do you consider we have this conversation a lot. Do you consider yourself a black and white person or a gray person?
Gray.
Oh, Bridget's a very gray person. I'm a very black and white, which was very easy for me to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, not maybe, not one, just no. So it's just super easy for me to say, like, no, I'm not having that,
yeah,
rather than like, you can just have one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And so I live my life very much black and white, but Bridget's in the gray. And the magic is in the gray, we've decided.
I am gray. I have to, with 250 employees, I got to live in the gray world.
Yeah. I didn't know that you opened that bar when you were 23.
Yeah.
That's 23. Crazy.
Tell me about it.
Wow.
I'm very gray.
So to dive into it a little bit, has the change, and can you tell us how long it has been?
Well, it will be 1 year and 2 weeks.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Has it impacted your personal relationships at all? The change, especially as like a bar owner, a brewery owner, I imagine that you spend a lot of time in your establishments.
Yes, very much.
So has this, you know, sort of shift impacted any of that or any of your friendships or any of that jazz?
Honestly, I feel like everything's been positive as far as the restaurants. The teams are just fantastic and they really embraced, we really need to focus on, you know, free spirited, beverages. So they are just getting behind it. I had just a text message on my way here from Chrissy, one of our managers, who's a peach. And she was like, oh my gosh, I just tried this Chardonnay and it's buttery and it's NA and I got a bottle for you. So it's been really fun to see others evolve. And then even, you know, other members of the team in recovery at some level, feel open about talking like, I'm in recovery of X, Y, and Z. Thank you for, you know, being acknowledging and having free spirited items. As far as like personal relationships, they shift. You just go out to the bars with some and you try to figure out other ways to have friendships. The only thing that's tricky is my husband, who's my business partner, who is my best friend. He still drinks, but I have to just like separate myself from that because drinking is my problem. Drinking is not his problem. And so, I get a little salty and I have to figure out, you know, just ways. And he's very respectful. He'll never have a glass of red wine in front of me because I might smash the glass over his head. He's really respectful of it and understands if, you know, he's drank too much, he'll sleep on the couch that night.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So
is red wine in particular like
it's
a trigger?
Okay. It's a trigger. I haven't even tried any reds.
That's fair. Yeah, you know your limits, and that's huge.
Yeah, because I don't. I just not even. Just don't. Yeah.
No, I mean, and you're. Yeah, full disclosure. One of your establishments was one of our first lives because you are one of the local establishments that even offers non-alcoholic options.
Yeah,
which is huge.
And that wasn't that long ago, and they've really come. All the places have come such a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're actually going to use another one of yours soon because you have a downtown. East Wash.
The Capital East one. Chrissy just finished up the mocktail menu there and it's really good. She just finished it up last week.
Yeah. Very excited to try that out.
When did we go there after?
We went there for dinner after our trip to State Line Distillery, which was a great mocktail event. Loved it. Like they kept some of their menu items on and everything.
I can totally relate to the husband, right? Because mine still drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so he drinks considerably less because I was the instigator. So he drinks considerably less than he does now. However, if there's bourbon involved, I'm like, yeah, we're not sleeping together. Yeah. Right? Like, no, we're not, you know, like there's enough of that. And I'm a real good Irish goodbyer, right? Like when I want to go from somewhere, mm-hmm. I'm leaving like right now. So you can either come or I'll come back, pick you up later.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've had to, that's actually an interesting question. Do you feel like you've set some boundaries that are there any, is there any like boundary that you don't let other people cross for like, as far as drinking goes? Like,
not really.
Yeah.
Just again, cause it's up to me to put myself in situations that I'm comfortable with.
Yep.
Yeah. And that feel good. Like, I don't expect others to change how they are, you know, just because it's my choice. So I'm just conscious of if I want to put myself in, do I want to go to this event or do I not?
Yeah.
And what I'm comfortable with.
Are there any events that you're like, no, thank you?
No, I'm not there. I think it's just, there's a few times where I'm hosting the event or doing an event that I find it tricky and I'm hosting the event or things like that, that I might, you know, this Sunday I'm hosting an event. We have a drag brunch and then I'm the DJ as well. And I'll get stressed and I get nervous and I want to like grab a mimosa.
Yeah.
So it's actually my own stuff that can be hard.
Have you found something that you use in place of that to ease anxieties? Or have you found some sort of remedy?
Not necessarily.
Cat that does as good a job.
I mean, I've definitely toyed with is it Healthy Wellness, Old Apple Wellness? They're like CBD oils even.
Mm-hmm. I love stuff like that. We have a ton of, non-alcoholic, but full of CBD and adaptogens.
Yeah.
And even Octopi has one that is, has some THC and CBD in it.
Oh, I should try. Yeah, I haven't even gone down that path, but I think I need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a little obsessed with the Recess.
I see some cans.
Yeah,
here.
we'll send you some when you go today. But I personally am obsessed with the Recess and like fully on board with the Untitled Art. What is it? It's like a lemonade tea. What is it? Green lemonade tea or something like that. Which is just phenomenal. But yeah, I was just curious if there was something that you kind of used to offset some of the anxieties that you used to be able to kind of self-medicate for.
Yeah, I know, but I need to try some of the cans that you have here.
We'll send you home with a little care package. Was there anything, this might be a too personal question, but had you tried to quit before? Ever?
Oh, probably like 1,823 times.
Okay, good. We're in the same boat. Yeah. Like I say all the time, I had 1,000 day ones. I mean, no way around it. Like mm-hmm. I had 1,000 day ones. And I also say a lot of times, like I skipped along the bottom. I didn't have a like, aha. I just woke up and I was like, I am so fucking sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Oh, absolutely.
I just like, the older I got, like the hangovers got worse I knew that it just wasn't going to get any better.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you had any like real fears about, I think we all have fears about a change like that. If there was any like fear of yours that either.
I think the fear was just like the change in lifestyle really. And I don't know that it was a fear, but just such an unknown.
Yeah.
Like, do I have the strength to do it? So maybe that's a little bit of a fear. Like, can I do it? And then starting it and then not wanting to fail again and, right. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
But.
And then the other question is like any aha moments, like things that you're surprised, like you were surprised about. Have you had any like major surprises?
Oh,
of like,
as
holy
far
shit.
As being sober?
And yeah.
Not really. It's really just the clarity. And now that I'm really into it, it's really just a lifestyle. You know, being alcohol-free is a lifestyle. Do I have a problem with alcohol? Yes, but I choose to not have it in my life. So I guess for me, I think of it more as my lifestyle. I totally digress and I forgot the question.
Any epiphanies or surprises?
I have clarity, but I have no memory. No memory.
You're in good company.
No, not really. I just, not maybe not surprises, but I've just really had to dig in my toolbox, really dig in my toolbox for how to different coping mechanisms that I feel like I always turned to alcohol. Like, oh, it was such a bad day. I need a glass of wine. Oh my gosh, this phone call was intense. I need a glass of wine. Where now I just have to dig into myself and be like, okay, how am I going to cope with this? How do I need to think about this and deal with it?
What would you say are, you know, your biggest tools in your toolbox that you use regularly?
Really just trying to not be reactionary and trying to stay calm through situations and think through it. Then just, I guess my biggest tool is trying to be more rational.
No, that's great. Do you have, do you often like make sure that you have options for yourself when you go places so that you aren't tempted to, you know?
Sometimes, but I'm okay at the start, like this last summer, oh my gosh, if non-alcoholic beer didn't exist, if like athletic didn't exist, it literally saved my life. It literally did. Cause just like boating and everything else, it was just the exercise of it,
yeah,
of drinking, you know?
I say that all the time, like literally athletic saved my sobriety that first summer.
Yeah, me too.
For absolutely. If they didn't have it, I wouldn't have made it. I couldn't have done it. I don't think I needed the can in my hand.
It was
I needed the ritual. I drink a lot of non-alcoholic stuff. I love bubblies and I love the beers and I just, I like to have the, like, we still use it as a ritual to celebrate things and to do all of those things. So to not have something like that would have been really tough for me. I don't use it as much as I did. Like for a while I was drinking like a beer or two non-alcoholic beers at home, like every day for a while. And now I don't even really think about it.
Yeah. Same.
Like the further away I get from like day one, the less I even ever think about it anymore. I'm just like, oh, this is just my life now. Like it's not that big of a deal. I still have lots of people that say, oh my God, like I could never do that. How did you do it? You know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, what? Good for you. Not for me. athletic, I definitely, they saved my soul.
Yeah.
That first summer.
The same. Yep.
The boats and the bonfires and that.
Yeah.
Summer was really much harder for me than winter.
Yeah.
It's still so obnoxious to me though, that it isn't more common in some of the places like that, like golf courses. Oh. How, like, it is such a drinking culture to be drinking on a golf course. And they are one of the places that have the least amount of options.
Mm-hmm.
And like regularly that is a problem. And it's super annoying to me. It doesn't even impact me. And I'm still like, it's fucking bonkers. Like it isn't that fucking hard to have a couple of non-alcoholic beers. And especially when you see how crucial they are to folks' journeys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one thing that I would like to talk to, I kind of wanted to reach out to some distributors, you know, for this summer, especially we deal with a distributor. I mean, like, make sure when you're doing the festivals, all these festivals, just even if it's Bush NA, may not drink it, but offer something, just have something, you know, because I'm actually going to respect that brand a whole lot more, or that distributor, if they're being conscious of people that are not
100%. Plus, and we're both sort of in the industry. Have you found that when you ask for it, either from the distributor or when you're out, that we have certainly noticed that 1000% it's better than it was 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
Right. Like we are on a trajectory of like the change is coming. Like the non-alcoholic industry has blown up in months.
It's just so weird to me that folks wouldn't want to be on the front end of making money on that. Like, it's true. Such an easy thing, especially for distributors. And like, we see one of their trucks at any of these establishments every day. Like, it's not fucking hard. Put it on a fucking truck. Like, I've never understood, like, not making money. And it reminds me, there's a restaurant in Middleton that's never open on Sundays. And I'm just like, you're a bar and restaurant not open on Sundays
when
in
everybody
Wisconsin.
Has off.
When everybody has off, it's a bar and restaurant. And, you know, the Packers play all season. Like, how are you not open the one goddamn day to make money?
Maybe they're not from Wisconsin.
No. In fact, worse. Like, it's like a family owned business, like, that has been here, like, since long before any of us were born. And it is so weird to me. So anyway, I digress. I just have never understood why people are so against making money when it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you make it harder on yourselves.
Yeah.
And distributors have it so easy. Like, it's just like one more thing to put on just like one more thing to put on the truck. Like, you'll be all right. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
We just find it so it's so interesting to go to these places and ask for something, and like, sometimes we still get looked at like mm-hmm. weird. Or we had somebody that sent us a message the other day that was like, I asked if they had non-alcoholic beer at a brewery or at like a, I don't know, well, whatever, they have like 30 taps or whatever restaurant it was, and she was like, does it matter?
Oh, goodness.
Both Bridget and I were like, we would slap the face off of our bartender if I found out that one of my bartenders said that.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't work for me anymore.
Right. Like, bye. But also, I just, even some of our, and this isn't so, like, we've, at 1909, we have been ordering non-alcoholic stuff for a long time. But I remember the first time I asked, it was sort of like, well, I don't even know what we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, how do you not know? Also, I mean, also there's a whole demographic of pregnant people mm-hmm. that went from drinking to not drinking overnight.
Yeah.
Where's the stuff for them?
And like, pretty soon there's going to be a whole portfolio of NA, hopefully.
It's such an endless demographic, though. Like, how is that not like a constant? Oh, I'm sorry. Women? Yeah? Sorry. Chicks. My bad.
Oh, we're trying to accommodate women? That's weird. My bad. Yeah, you keep going.
I mean, honest to fucking God. Like, if men were all of a sudden having babies, non-alcoholic options would skyrocket overnight.
Like, that is true.
If there was a 9-month stall for men
to not drink,
a biological 9-month stall, this would not exist at this level.
And then the bourbon sales would go through the roof because the women have to deal with the men being pregnant.
Also that. Yeah, we just find that to be still fascinating that people either have an opinion about it, like, what the? Why is this like some sort of like lesser social class if you don't drink? And that's the part that really just bugs the shit out of me. It really does. Have you found that at all?
I mean, honestly, not too much. Or maybe I'm just not aware of it.
No. Cool. I'm glad about that. I love that. I mean, you're a bigger place too, so that helps. Like, oh yes, we'll give you whatever you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are a brewery. That brings me my next question. Is there any plans?
I wish. Yeah. I wish. To do it, and I've talked to Scott about it, and we've had conversations about it. We just don't have the facility to do it. It's just too big. And once you run with non-alcoholic, that's kind of what you have to continue with. And so we'll just carry, like, we continue to carry. I'm loving the hot waters.
Oh, yeah.
There's like the blood orange.
Yep.
So we just carry whatever NA beers that we can get our hands on and try to do seasonal. You know, and maybe down the road, it's something that we can tackle. I'd love to. I'd love to be a part of that. But unfortunately, right now, it's not in the cards for
us. Well, and that, I mean, it is a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
And because there's so many really great other products out there, we also have the ability
to support them.
Yeah.
And like you're doing that. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. And I love that for you. I just really, really, really love your advice next.
That's my favorite.
Dale asked me, he was like, you want to go to the vintage? And I was like, yeah, but I can't have advice next. So I know. The like one thing I miss.
No, that is my favorite. I've done the Vice Athletic when they had a little pilot of that.
Yep.
I put just a lot of oranges in it and it was tasty. I just didn't, still.
I can't remember what the other one. Oh, it's behind all those boxes. I can't. Well-being Victory Wheat. We love that one. We've had a really hard time here. Well, we want to do a NA barrel over at 1909 or at Creekside. And we cannot get Untitled Art to get back to us about that. It's really annoying. So it's just a tiny, obscure distributor that does their NA.
Mm-hmm.
And that's annoying
because I've too bad.
Reached out like 3 times. I mean, it's just, I think part of the issue is if you don't, well, and you know this, like to order anything from 15 different distributors and then you have to order shit online and then you have to go through this distributor for this thing and mm-hmm. they don't carry this. But I think if you make it so hard for the bars and restaurants to do it, they're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And if they don't find the value in it, if they find the value, they'll shop all around for it. If they don't find the value in it and they don't think they're really serving the population, then they don't care.
Yeah.
Right. Not caring is not the right word, but we're all stretched for time and we don't have any staff. And like the last thing I want to do is go to 4 different websites, set up distribution accounts, send them my liquor license, send them my, mm-hmm. you know, everything to get 4 cases of something.
Yes.
It happens all
true
the
story.
Time. Yeah. Happens all the time. Looking forward to after 1 year. What does that look like for you?
I don't know.
Haven't
thought about it. Same, yeah. Just keep moving forward. I don't know. My mom says my skin looks good. So
your skin does look good. Your eyes also look amazing.
It is crazy how I took a lot of photos along my my journey and I look back on photos from like last winter and I'm like, ouch, there's no sparkle in those eyes. Those eyes are really dull. Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing things. So at some point I'll put together a little collage
montage
for myself.
Yeah.
And chuckle.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't actually, we say this all the time, like I didn't know I was walking around as my before picture. I really didn't. It's so funny because I was.
Nobody ever knows when they're walking around as their before picture. It's one of my favorite things that's ever come out of this is no one ever knows when they're walking around as their before.
Like, yeah, physically, anything else that you have noticed, like physically, like how about your sleep? Anything crazy about that?
Yeah, sleep better. You know, I really wish that I would work out more, but it just hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Okay. Maybe someday. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It is fine. Do you think this is a forever thing for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that the way that I feel about myself and, you know, as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, as a daughter, business person, friend, I'm just better. It's a better Brittany and it's a better version of myself. So yeah, it's definitely a forever thing. So,
I feel the same. I mean, I have said this a number of times, but like nothing in my life hasn't been touched by my sobriety to make it better. Mm-hmm. It just really isn't anything.
No, I agree. Just, when you said that, I thought about that too. And I was like, yeah, that absolutely.
Yeah. There just isn't anything that hasn't gotten better at some, on some level. Some things got way better and some things are just, you know, sort of the same, but and fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there really isn't, I have no regrets about quitting.
Yeah.
I had lots of regrets about doing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
When you first started this particular journey, did you have any surprised reactions from folks and how did you handle that?
Not really. I was kind of actually really quiet about it because I didn't want to fail. yeah, I was kind of quiet about it. And I think when I got to like day 30, I was kind of like, hey, I've been a month without alcohol. And I was pretty quiet. I'm still a little quiet about it. I'm loud and boisterous, but I also can stay kind of to myself about it. But as time has gone on, I'm definitely having a voice about it. Just that way, if I can be honest and vulnerable, others can be like, oh yeah, can I talk to you? And I have noticed that, you know, between different people in my life reaching out and asking questions or looking for guidance or recommendations. So I have zero to hide. So nobody was really surprised. I think everybody was very, very supportive.
It's part of that good for you thing. But I could never do it, but good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do think it's awesome because, and maybe you can say whether this came, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg, but you do have fairly extensive options and really good options of non-alcoholic beverages at your joints. Did that come after your sobriety? Or
yes.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, genuinely, that's so cool.
Yeah. I think we had Caliber. And that was it.
And then you're like, wait a second, there is more to this now. People do want more options than that because I want more options mm-hmm. than that. Yeah, somebody brought me, this is in last week's episode, somebody brought me a bar menu for the bar. And I was like, there's not any like, have I been unclear? I have. Like, how did this happen at my place of all places? Like, you brought me a new bar menu and you didn't even have a non-alcoholic beer on here, let alone a cocktail menu full of nun mocktails. Like, I just like, did I stutter? Did I stutter at some point along the line?
I literally built
a business around this and you brought me a new menu that did not have a single. Perhaps I've been too quiet.
I think that's the problem.
Perhaps you're not looking. Before we sign off, where can everybody find you, Brittany, if they want to find you? Can you tell us your locations in Madison for all of these amazing mocktails and non-alcoholic
yes.
options? Which we will definitely be visiting as Boxing Talks.
Yes.
We would love to talk to you about doing an event too.
Yeah.
At one of your places.
Yeah. I think that would be great. Yeah. My baby one is 21 years old and she's downtown on University Avenue, 529. And then the beautiful Sauk City on the river. Then Whitney Way. And then on over to East Wash for the Capital East location in front of the Sylvie.
Beautiful. All of them.
Yeah, I spend the most of my time at the one on East Wash because it's just a stone's throw down from the Capitol.
Yeah.
And so anytime folks want to just get far enough away from the Capitol, but mm-hmm. still hang out where it's not too far to drive away, people are like, that's the spot. And you have great happy hour.
Yeah.
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 And your nachos give us life.
Yeah. They feed like 12 people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or just one. I mean, depending on how hungry I are, no judgment, but yeah, they're huge.
No, I mean, no, yeah, yeah. Like me and 12 of my friends. No, totally. That's what I was thinking. No, they are like they're exceptional nachos though. And I've never gone there and not gotten them.
I've said like, do you think we should like scale down on the nachos? No. Okay. Good answer.
Yeah, no, none scalings. I mean, it's an insane like flavor explosion. It's got like beer queso mm-hmm. and like a peach bourbon barbecue. Like they're the best nachos.
Yeah.
Go there just for that. Plus, you have a burger that has peanut butter on it.
Yes, it's so good.
That gives anybody that has a burger with peanut butter, you have my love for life.
We went there in January. Were you still in dry January or was it February? No. Yeah, so it was dry January when we went there. And we both sat at the bar and had non-alcoholic beers and nachos and cheese curds. No? Yes? I had cheese curds. And we were like, you can still do this, right? Like you can still go to the bar. You can still enjoy good food. You can still do all the things. We just had all out, which is our fave. So thank you for providing that for us and for us to share that because it was like, it's okay to do this still. Like we still love the ritual. We still love the tradition of going out for a beer and nachos. Like you can still do it. The only thing that's different is the alcohol is not in your glass. That's
and
it.
And you're not waking up with a hangover.
And that.
And maybe having regrets in the morning. There's less regrets in the morning too.
Oh yeah.
And that too.
Yeah. No, none regrets. And you can drive home. We always forget about the drivers. Like for some reason, whenever we talk about mocktails, we're like, you know, maybe you're pregnant. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you don't want to do this. And then we're like, oh shit. Yeah. And maybe you're driving.
Or maybe you're a very good DD.
Yeah. And we love them too. Yeah. So thank you for having us.
Thank you for inviting me in this amazing mango margarita.
Yeah. So good.
Yum. With a lovely rim job.
A rim job. We do love to say that stuff. We are 13-year-old boys at heart.
Love it.
We really do like the rim jobs though. I mean, it's not... I mean, it's not that dirty, but it truly elevates cocktails and mocktails for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so in love with these folks at the Deliciouser and what they, like, provide. They're super fun that way.
Yeah, they're right in your backyard.
Yeah, the Deliciouser is right near your East Wash location.
Oh, I wonder if they're using it. I don't even know.
Check with them. They're right next to Old Sugar.
Oh, such a great area back there.
Right?
So fun.
Like, when people on House Hunters talk about up and coming, like, that's what they mean. Like, yep. That place is, like, that, everything in, like, that, like, 6-block radius is just so flippin' fun. The whole East Wash corridor where you are all the way over to Willie, like, mm-hmm. just flippin' so fun. Plus, you know, it's almost festival season downtown, and that is awesome. Plus, all the concerts at the Sylvie and Breeze and... you guys must be packed on Breeze concert nights.
And and soccer.
Oh, yeah. And Forward.
Mm-hmm. We do their beer.
Oh, mm-hmm. Rad.
Yeah. And do their beer label.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And then a portion of the proceeds go to soccer camps for disabilities to getting equipment.
Oh, you guys are fabulous in all the ways.
Yeah.
We loved giving our money to Vintage before, but we really love it now.
Yeah.
So much money you're coming your way, Brittany.
Yes.
We loved having you.
Thank you
for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, this was fun.
Beautiful.
God, I love having guests.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's do it all the time.
Let's do it all the time.
We do like to listen to ourselves talk.
We can't even not stumble over each other to talk about how much we like to talk about stuff.
You should have seen what a shit show that was to try and share a microphone.
But we did it.
I know. But
it turns out
pretty.
We're such good sharers.
Give me that.
Hopefully that wasn't awkward. I mean, for everybody else.
But Brittany.
Anyway. God's fucking fun.
Yeah, so good.
Anyway, do we have anything fun coming up?
Mm.
I mean, we just went through today an entire list of shit that we have coming up, and it's going to be a really exciting summer.
Yeah.
We have so many things.
I mean, we really do have, we've got a little festival coming up.
Yep.
We've got Mother's Day.
Yep.
What else? Another mocktail event in May.
Yeah,
May. Might have to track.
Like, I think that's even a mocktail walk of some sort. Yes. So I'm kind of geared up for that.
Yeah, that's going to be super cool. We've got trivia.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to do an event with the Vintage
at
some point this summer.
It'll be tricky to figure out which of the locations are my favorite.
Maybe we should take a bus to all of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, Max and Cox bus.
There's got to be a play on words for that. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Thanks for joining us. It was really fun. If you're looking for us, you can find us on moxandcox.com, where you can find a free recipe book.
Yeah. You just have to subscribe.
Oh, you shouldn't have told them that.
Fine. I won't.
They can find it anyway.
You can also find us on Instagram at Mox and Cox, Facebook Mox and Cox.
Mox.cox on Facebook.
Like I said.
Anyway,
thanks for another great week. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.